To mark the Boise Depot's 92nd birthday, the Union Pacific Railroad brought in a very special guest from their facility in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Matt Gillum met up with the train ahead of its arrival in Boise.
A sound not heard for decades echoed across the Treasure Valley this weekend. Steam engine 844 blasts the whistle as it arrives in Nampa Saturday afternoon, exciting a crowd of hundreds who turned up to see the massive locomotive up close. The main wheels of the engine come in at over 6.5 feet in diameter, and, combined with the tender, she's 454 tons and more than 114 feet long. Stopping for just 30 minutes in Nampa, Union Pacific's so-called living legend engine is a magnet for rail fans like retired welder James Exler.
I've been a railroad nut all my life, so anytime I get a chance to see one, I go and do it.
Exler is standing in a throng made up of young and old. Former railroad workers stand next to tiny kids looking wide-eyed at the great machine. Exler says the appeal of these one-time industrial workhorses is hard to pinpoint.
There's just something about a steam engine you just don't find, you know, with a diesel and what have you. They have their own personality.
Completed in 1944, Union Pacific's 844 was the last steam engine ever built for the railroad. Initially pulling cross-country passenger trains like the Overland Limited and Los Angeles Limited, the engine was reassigned to freight duty in 1957. 844 has the distinction of being the only steam engine that never retired from active service. As the train gets ready to depart Nampa, Connie Taylor says she has a family connection to the mighty engine.
My dad was an engineer on the Union Pacific Railroad, and that was one of the trains that he engineered.
The drivers slowly start turning the huge wheels, and the gigantic black engine, with a lurch, begins down the track for Boise.
To hear that whistle is such a wonderful, comforting sound to me, because it reminds me of the past and how beautiful those trains were.
For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.